This is Daylight Magazine coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segments designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Just one unusual damning trouble can cause you to double your steps. Great is the position by the enemy, but greater is our position in Christ. The situation might desperately and verily seem late, but you are not out of date. Regress 10 times, but one step of faith can bring the desired progress. Whatever the noise of the battle, surely you shall have a voice of victory. Written by Ebenezer Coy.
Examine yourself. Examine yourself. Note down this quotation and read afterwards. That is Psalm 139. Read from chapter 1 to the last verse. The verse 1 to 24. Examine yourself. Sometimes our sins can block answers to prayer. Let the prayer of the psalmist be one of yours. Search me, O God, and know my thoughts. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Remember, God is all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, and everywhere present. God knows us. God is with us. And His greatest gift is to allow us to know Him. He is ready to search you. Examine yourself. And if you cannot find anything, ask God to search yourself. And then ask Him for forgiveness so that your prayers will be answered. God bless you. I am Belle Dollarville.
Daily devotional series. I am Sandra Ahia, and with me here is our own Pastor William Opondangwa. Please are welcome.
Thank you.
Today's lesson is captioned The Flood, and our memory verse is from Genesis chapter 28, verse 15. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Amen. Today it says, The flood. Please take us through the lesson.
As you rightly said, we are looking at global rebellion and the patriarchs. We are asking questions, what happened after the fall? So we are looking at how the great controversy continued. That's what we are looking at. And we should also be mindful that this whole quarter, we are looking at rebellion and redemption. That's what we are looking at for the whole quarter. And today we are looking at the flood, the story of the flood. If we are to look at Genesis chapter 6, you could see that the great controversy between good and evil continued, and it was strong here because every intent of the thought of men at that time was evil continually. Then man rebelled against God. So you could see it was only evil. But still you could see the love of God, still God not giving up, calling a servant Noah to preach to that generation and try to let them come back to their senses. But they still rebelled against God. So we could see the struggle still ongoing. And yeah, it was a case like that universally. Man was rebelling against God, but still God had a faithful, and God still never left man to go on his own way. And looking at the story of the flood, it seems to be like a partial reversal of the special art of creation. As we talked of in creation, God separated light from darkness. God separated the waters above from the waters beneath. He separated the waters beneath there, gathering the waters together to get a sea, and also bringing about a dry land. But here, in the course of this flood, you could see all these things coming back together. So it's like a reversal. You see the waters above and the waters beneath joining, teaming up, or coming together. And the waters, the dry land also being filled with water, all joining together. And you see the birds flying in the air, the fishes all coming together. So it seemed that everything had reversed. Looking at how God created this world, separated things so that life can move on smoothly, the flood gave this idea of something of a reversal. So you could see that the world was going back to being formless and empty, as was in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2. So that was what was going on. But still, you could see the aspect of God still working out a special creation also here. Despite things God first separated coming together, still God still separated things. Looking at first, he separated Noah, a faithful man, from the evil generation. That's one separation. He made Noah build an ark, and there with the ark, he separated other living things, other creatures from the rest. So God had a few who would be faithful to him. So yeah, despite this wickedness, seeing reversal of, let's say, creation, you could see also the special art of God by which he was still separating certain things from others. That tells you about who our God is. He does not just give up on us. So he then separates out a small group of people, birds and animals, and put them in the safety of a boat so that they could survive what was coming, that disaster. So God did not completely destroy things. He was still faithful to his people, despite the aspect of them universally rebelling against him, or globally rebelling against him. He was still faithful. That's our God. He's a faithful God. And we see the aspect of this great controversy. And even after the flood, God saving Noah and his family, here again, Noah was faithful to God for 120 years, preaching and being faithful. And this person who was even called to be part of, he was named among the heroes of faith in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 7. After the flood, he got drunk, and this shameful act happened. Despite an hero, still we see the aspect of great controversy, telling us that we can be faithful to God, but if we tend to rely on ourselves, Satan will come in. He does not give up. That's the great controversy. He's still there to win the heart. And God is still striving to win our heart. So even with Noah being faithful, Satan still managed to come in. But still, God managed to save his son. That's how our God is. He's a loving God. Our Redeemer, our Creator, our Redeemer is ever ready to forgive us our sins. And looking at how this flood sports things, the word used was that the flood blotted out all of life. And Jesus Christ came in, or he has come, he came in, and the same word is used, that he being the Redeemer, he has blotted out all our sins if we yield to him. So the fact is, either Jesus blots out our sins, or one day our life will be blotted away. Ours is to accept the mercy God gives to us, and he himself will bless us.
But then I want to ask this question as well. Why did the people decide not to listen to Noah, even though we could see that there were drops of rain? And even with this, they were like, this is something normal, until the heavy one came. Why didn't they listen to him when they saw that thing?
Look, Noah, the Bible did not tell us the exact year. That's talking of 120 years. But the spirit of prophecy tells us it took 120 years of constant preaching. Looking at a word, they've not experienced an heavy rain before. And you come in to tell them that God is coming to destroy this world. you are preaching. At the first instant, if you read the spirit of prophecy, some did accept the message. But they were still not seeing anything, and others were laughing at them. Looking at the time span, he is preaching that God is coming to destroy this world with flood. 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and things are still the same. So Sandra, naturally, with human instincts, and if we allow flesh, that's Satan leading us, you will tend not to believe such a thing.
Our pastor has already taken us through the lesson. We have really learned a lot from it. And he also said that with what Noah did when he became drunk, someone might ask that, Noah, who found favor in the eyes of the Lord, how can this happen? It is true. It is happening in this world. People who we really think are for Christ, something small and the devil tries to take them astray. We only need to be firm in Jesus Christ. We shouldn't think that because we are Christians or because we have faith in God, nothing can come to us. Let's take Noah as an example and see how we move in our lives today. May God bless us now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
I believe our pastor has something to tell us. And then as we have heard of the flood, may God continue to indeed bless us.
Make God a standard. Allow him to lead you and take away your sins, and it shall be well with you.
Stay.
Blessed Jesus. Blessed Jesus. Hear, oh, hear us when we pray. Thou hast promised to receive.
For any enquiries or contribution, you can contact us on +233 244 673528 or +233 244 235017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Voice of
Hope. Smiled on me, he has set me free.
Dear listener, welcome to the Moment of Truth. I'm your humble servant, Odrobri Texan, a Bellevue University student, level 400. The title of the Word of God I'm going to share with you this time is captioned, Almighty Rectifier. Let's pray. Father Divine, we thank you this time. We pray that may you lead us through your Word. In Jesus' name have we prayed. The key text is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 1, 37. That for with God nothing shall be impossible. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Little did Martha know about the Almighty Rectifier. So when she heard of Jesus coming to their house after Lazarus
her brother was dead for good 4 days and put in the tomb, met the Almighty Rectifier and said, "Jesus, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died." John chapter 11 verses 17 to 44 is where we're going to locate this verse. I'll take it from New King James Version. That so when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb for 4 days. The verse 18 says, "Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had joined the women around Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother," as we normally have in our communities. When somebody dies, loved ones come to you to console you. From verse 20 going, that now Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary was sitting in the house. "Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you," she added. For she had learned what the Almighty Rectifier could do in the name of God. Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." I'm reading from verses 24 to 27 now. "That Martha said to him, 'I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day.' Jesus said to her, 'I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?'" Was a question Jesus imposed on her. She said to him, "Sir, yes, I do. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." And when she had set those things, she went her way and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, "The teacher has come and is calling you." He's calling for you, or he's looking for you. And as soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now, Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, followed her, saying, "She is going to the tomb to weep there." You know, people can talk. Yes. So the spectators were speculating. Verse 32 says that, "Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.'" Verse 33 says, "Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said," I'm proceeding, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." In fact, Jesus wept. Jesus wept. And some of them said, "Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who died, said to him, "Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me." Now, when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he who had died came out, bound hands and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, loose him, and let him go. Such is what the Almighty Rectifier can do. He can rectify whatever situation, whatever difficulties, whatever state that we found ourselves. This man, Jesus, this rectifier can rectify it. All that we need is to trust in him, obey him, and believe him to be our guide, our master, and know that he's able, and know that whenever or wherever that we find ourselves in difficulties and he comes inside, he will rectify it. This time round that this word has come to us, it is my desire that the Lord Almighty will continue to let this word grow in us, become a fountain within us, and help us to live righteously before him. In Jesus' name have I prayed. Amen. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on +233 244 673528 or +233 244 235 017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.